Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in to Lauren L. of Baha'i Desert. It's currently Monday, March 28th, 2016, 10 a.m. Today, we're talking about Camp Quest, and I actually learned about Camp Quest when I was surfing a Southern California-based atheist Facebook group, and the topic came up. I found it to be really interesting. It perks my interest because I'm always interested in opportunities for kids to excel in communication, critical thinking, outdoor activities. I personally have attended camps as a child throughout Southern California, and they were always, or they're my most fond memories of childhood, to get on a bus, to go far from home, be away from home for a week, meet kids and from all over Southern California and do outdoor activities. So I really wanted to look further into Camp Quest, and I'm really excited to have on the line David Diskin, who's president of Camp Quest. Hi, David. How are you doing?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
Great. Thank you so much for doing this call today. I really appreciate it.
Well, thanks for your interest in Camp Quest West and Camp Quest in general. I really appreciate it, and it's a pleasure to be on the show.
Can you tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're located, what your history is?
Yeah, personally, I live up in Northern California, a little town called Lodi, just south of Sacramento, but spent probably about half my life down in Riverside, Temecula area until I graduated high school, and then moved up here. And but I am sort of an activist for the secular community, certainly have an interest in making sure that everyone of all the different ages feel like they're represented, feel like they have a community, a network of people that they can go to. And since moving up here, I've been a part of a lot of different groups like the Secular Coalition for California and California Freethought Day. I've started a Sunday Assembly up here in Sacramento and a couple other groups in the area, and just been available to help out wherever I can to help these groups grow and widen their reach, really just to show people that they're, if they are non-religious, if they are not going to church, that there's still a community for them. They don't have to give up having friends. They can find local groups and be a part of that and still have that connection.
And how did you become involved with Camp Quest? And how long have you been involved with Camp Quest also?
Well, it was in 2009. I was down in Burbank when the Atheist Alliance International was having their annual conference. And I remember at the time they were awarding Richard Dawkins and Bill Maher. And I was there just to enjoy the conference. I'd also gone as a volunteer photographer. And I had stumbled on this booth, this little table for Camp Quest, and at the time they were, I think, just 4 years old because they started in 2006. And when I talked to Chris Lindstrom, the founder of Camp Quest West, learned a little bit more about the program, it was really interesting. You know, I'm a nerd. I'm a computer nerd. And I'm not much of an outdoor kind of person, but I do like the outdoors. I appreciate the outdoors. I've never spent a week out at camp. And so there's sort of like this balance or this contrast of, you know, this summer camp idea. But it still intrigued me. And the fact that it was for kids who are from non-religious families, I thought that was really interesting. I was like, oh, that's really cool. You know, what a great way for a kid to spend a week, to meet other like-minded kids from like-minded families, to not have to worry about being proselytized or ostracized when they want to make friends. And then when I discovered that the camp location is up in Northern California, not very far from where I live, then I'm like, yeah, sign me up. That sounds really cool. I'm going to get out of my comfort zone. I'm going to go spend a week outdoors camping and with kids.
It
was a
Camp
blast.
Quest yourself?
I'm sorry?
You've actually attended Camp Quest yourself?
I have. I've been a counselor since 2010. Yeah.
Oh, that must be a lot of fun. And can you give more detail about Camp Quest? What exactly is Camp Quest?
Yeah, first of all, it's we're a network of Camp Quests. I'm representing Camp Quest West, but there's about a dozen of our affiliates throughout the United States: Chesapeake, Texas, South Carolina, Seattle, Dallas, and two in California. And we're all fairly similar in that we are a week-long program, although some of us run 2 or 3 weeks. Parents will drop their kids off. In California, they drop their kids off on a Sunday, and they pick them back up Saturday. And it's a stay-away camp, or stay, you know, a sleepover camp for the whole week. We spend the majority of the time, it's your traditional all-American outdoor camp. You know, kids will enjoy archery and swimming, hiking, kayaking, you know, the traditional cheesy camp mm-hmm. stuff, like the camp songs and the s'mores and the campfires and the skits and everything else. But we inject a lot of science into that as well. You know, we'll have astronomy night, and we'll have what we call our free thought extravaganza, science-based activities where kids will have like a hands-on interactive activity to learn about science and the world around us, about critical thinking and peer review, about socioeconomic issues, about leadership skills, about bullying, all that kind of stuff, and or even just about philosophy, where they'll sit around in a circle in a small group and just talk, what we call Socrates Cafe, where everyone gets a chance to talk and you're not talking over each other, and the topics could be deep or fun. And they spend the whole week doing this, you know, a couple hours doing this, a couple hours doing that, meeting friends, enjoying and respecting the outdoors as well. And by the end of camp, I mean, sure, everyone's exhausted, but it is just, right. You know, this overwhelmingly emotional thing where it's like, we just spent this week with, you know, these 100 kids, and they had a great time, and the adults had a great time, and we don't want to wait 51 more weeks. We want to do it all over again, even though we're so tired. But it is a blast. It really is. That's the reason I keep doing this every year.
Yeah, I was looking at the activities on the website, which is campquest.org, and so I did see the traditional activities such as archery, campfires, as you mentioned, but also the educational courses were listed.
Right.
And how is that different from most science camps? I know science camp is in general popular too for kids.
I think there's two reasons, and yeah, these science camps are great, and you know, a lot of them focus really well on science, and they've got the funding to do that, and I think it's awesome. I wish we had the funding to do what some of the things they do. But mm-hmm. a lot of science camps really are focused so much on science, whereas we strike a really good balance, I think, between the, I guess you could say, for lack of a better word, the educational activities versus the athletic and outdoor activities, and that kind of stuff. So we're kind of a 50-50 kind of thing on that. But really what sets us different is that Camp Quest, we focus, our market is, for the most part, children that are from non-religious families. Of course, we're not going to discriminate against anyone. We've had plenty of families come that are from different backgrounds. But when you send your kid to Camp Quest, you know that they're not going to be teased because of their religious beliefs or their lack thereof. We respect everyone. Mm-hmm. We know that, you know, you're not going to be told to pray before a meal or ask what church you go to or be made fun of because you're an atheist, because you're a humanist, because you're a non-believer. And we think that's really important. Sometimes that happens at other camps. I'm not saying that it always does. But for a lot of our parents, they want to make sure that at least for 1 week during the year, that they're not being pressured and not being bullied. And then they feel also that they can connect to these other kids, because a lot of them come from rural cities where they may be the only non-religious family in the neighborhood. And when they go to school or they go visit grandma, they're getting that religious pressure. When they come to Camp Quest, they know that they're not.
Are you still on the line?
I am. Yeah. Did I cut out there?
Okay. Sorry. It sounded like a quick cut off.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
That's great. And
thank you.
Where is Camp Quest occurring in Southern California specifically?
Yeah, we have, you're probably familiar with Wrightwood up in the Angeles Mountains near Hesperia. If you're in Riverside, it's about a 45 minute drive north up 15. And in the summertime, Wrightwood is just an absolutely gorgeous place for camp. It's got a great elevation, so we can see the stars on a clear night. It's far enough away to not have to worry about any of the ambient noise or light from the city or anything like that. And it's a professional camp setting. It's actually run by the Lions Club, and they do an amazing job. They have a really nice place for us. In the wintertime, Wrightwood is known as a ski resort, and so there's a lot of skiing that goes on. But in the summertime, it is just a wonderful place to go for camping. And it's cool because the facility that we have there and throughout all of the other facilities, when we say camping, this isn't your, you know, set up your tent and go kill your own food kind of camping. It's
cabins, the bunk beds.
There's cabins and lodges, and, you know, depending on the location, a softball field or volleyball courts. There's workshop areas to do arts and crafts, and there's pools and all kinds of stuff like that.
And there's meals provided, and that's a big part of the camping experience as well.
Yes, everyone loves the camp meals. Our cooks are pretty good, I have to say. They do a great job. I don't know how they're able to provide for 150 people three times a day. But they do great. And what's really neat, I think, about our community, so many of us, myself included, are vegetarian or vegan. Some of us have celiac disease or celiac sensitivity. And I think, I'm not exactly sure why this is, but I think within the non-religious community, many of us are vegetarian and vegan. And so yeah, and then in Camp Quest, in looking at the numbers, because I do a lot of the registration, I'd say about a quarter of our volunteers and families are vegetarian or vegan, and so of course our cooks cater to that and do an amazing job. The food's really good.
Yeah, I personally think back to when I went to camp in the 90s, and food was a big deal, and also program or activities during while we would eat to encourage us to save or to eat all our food, to not take more than what we needed. I mean, that was a big part of camp.
Oh, absolutely. And cleaning up after yourself and putting the tray back and the older kids will help with cleaning up after mopping the floor, wiping the tables down, that kind of stuff. It's all part of the responsibility lessons that we learn to grow up. Yeah.
Yeah. And when is the camp occurring here in Southern California? So it's only at Wrightwood? Is that the only one happening in Southern California?
That's right, yeah. So in Southern California, we're in Wrightwood, and it's July 24th through the 30th. That's a Sunday through a Saturday, 24 through the 30th in July. And there still is room for registration. We're about 70% full. We opened that up about two and a half months ago. And then in Northern California, it's July 3rd through 9th, and then a second session, 10th through the 16th. But, yeah, for everyone down in Southern California, it's that last week of July.
What is the general cost for attending the camp?
Well, the cost for us, when we take out and we consider the cost of everything that we have to purchase, including the food, the lodging, insurance, our part-time employee, all the T-shirts and all the arts and crafts supplies, educational supplies, all of that for the 3 weeks adds up this year to about $170,000. And so we divide that by how many kids we're expecting, 250 altogether. And it works out to about $658 per child. And so if the parent can afford the $658, then we ask them to pay that. And if they can donate more, great. But we recognize that a lot of families can't afford that. And so we have this awesome campership program, financial aid. And so families can apply for financial aid. And we take all the donations that we get through the year, and we divide them out into camperships and give them to those families to help offset the cost of camp. And so some families pay as little as $150. Others may pay the full price of $658. Some families might feel inclined to donate, you know, an extra $658 for another kid so that they can go to camp too.
Yeah, I was reading on the website that there's a foundation to help students attend or help campers attend the camp and help cover the fees. So I thought that was really great.
Yeah, yeah, it really is. You know, and that's one thing I think is so special about the Free Thought community is how much they give and how much they support not just Camp Quest West, but the Secular Student Alliance and American Humanist Association and all these other wonderful groups that are there to bring people together and support our rights. And so last year we received $22,000 just in California.
Wow.
For our camps, yeah, and turned every dime of that to a campership. This year we hope we can do the same. We have not to date turned anyone away, so we find a way to make it work.
Oh, that's awesome.
It
really is. Camp Quest connected to other groups like or organizations like the Boys and Girls Club or anything like that?
Not anything, not the Boys and Girls Club, although that is a really great group. But what we are connected to is the Secular Coalition, organizations like Secular Student Alliance and American Humanist Association. Some of your listeners might know that there's a giant rally in Washington, D.C. in June called the Reason Rally, and we're going to be out there as a part of that. Anytime there's a local event that's part of the Free Thought Secular group, we're gonna be there in California, in Orange County, in fact, in April 30th. There's the Orange County Free Thought Alliance, and we're going to have a table there, and they've asked us to speak, and the same thing up in Sacramento on October 16th is California Free Thought Day. And so we tend to work mostly within the secular community and reach out. We're the... You know, if you look at the natural progression of the secular movement, you know, what we see is kids in some sense going to Camp Quest and being a camper, maybe coming back when they finish high school as a counselor. When they go to college, they can become part of the Secular Student Alliance. And then after that, you know, if they end up being a advocate or an activist for secular rights, I think that's even better.
Yeah, I was actually surprised to learn about Camp Quest through Facebook and then learn that you actually have done personal outreach events like in Temecula and different parts of Southern California for Camp Quest.
Yeah, and those groups, I hope they're listening because I have to give a shout out both to the Temecula Valley Atheists and the Riverside area Freethinkers, or Atheists and Freethinkers Raft. The folks in those groups have together donated, I think, over $2,000 just this year to Camp Quest. And they've held events. They just had one at the Riverside Library, bringing in Richard Wade to talk about dinosaurs. They sold tickets or collected raffles, and they've had dinners to raise money for Camp Quest. I mean, it is... I have the best, easiest job in the world as a president of an organization that so many people love to support. It's really great.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And
I also wanted to know a little bit of history about Camp Quest. I was reading on the website that Camp Quest as a whole has been around for almost 20 years. Can you give us some insight on that?
Yeah, 20 years. We celebrated our 20th summer just last summer, and in California, 10 years.
I know, I was surprised to see 20 years. I said, wow, I wish I had known about Camp Quest. I could have attended as a, as a student.
No,
Where did it
know
start?
What you mean. Yeah, it started actually as a sort of a side project for what's now called the Council for Secular Humanism. And this is over on the East Coast in Kentucky and from Cincinnati. This gentleman, Edwin Kagan, who used to be an Eagle Scout, he got together with his local group and said, hey, let's do something for kids. And then he, along with a few others, Paul Kurtz, they decided, let's make Camp Quest. And so they held their first ever Camp Quest in 1996. It was in Kentucky, and it was even at a church-owned campground, which is kind of a fun way to do it, I guess. And they had a great time. There was only 20 kids, which is so funny to look back at 20 years later. Edwin Kagan, for the most part, is credited for making Camp Quest what it is today. He passed away last year, or 2 years ago, but that lives on. And since then, 20 years later, we've got over a dozen locations. Last summer, we registered, I think it's 1,070 children all throughout the United States, and 200 of them were here in California. And then our goal for the summer of 2020 is to double that number and have 2,000 campers all throughout the United States. And in California, we're expecting about 500 by that year.
Yeah, I was really surprised when I was reading the history of it because, you know, I just heard about it the first time just a couple months ago, and I assumed that this must be a new camp or a test project or something specific in California. But I was really amazed when I saw that it's been around for 20 years. And it's actually across the United States. That's really amazing.
It is awesome, you know, and then that again just kind of shows as a testament to the free thought community how well we work together and how much interest we have in, you know, supporting this community.
And there's really a growing interest in it.
Yeah, we add camps pretty consistently, and our growth in California alone, our growth has been 20% every year for the last, I think, 4 years. And to speak to the national efforts, you know, Camp Quest nationally is based out of Columbus, Ohio, in the same offices as the Secular Student Alliance, and they do an amazing job providing resources to all of the affiliates like us in California. And we just got back from a big a leadership summit that we held in North Carolina, and I think it was 80 of us camp leaders got together and exchanged ideas with each other, talked about how to do fundraising, how to build better program and curricula, how to have fun, different icebreakers for the kids, and that was a blast. It's fun just to get people together when you all have kind of the same goals, the same passion, and then to use that energy to make this camp program even better is just a really wonderful way to spend a weekend.
Something else that was interesting that I read on the website was that students who attend Camp Quest, some of them have actually come from Europe and Asia. Can you give more insight about where students come from?
Yeah, so I can certainly speak to California. In the past years since I've been involved, we have had folks come internationally, and these are people coming in as counselors, 18 and over. Mm-hmm. And I remember quite a few who came from London. I think we have one from, I want to say, somewhere in, if it's Germany or Sweden, somewhere around there as well. But yeah, they in the case of one of them, she was looking to get some credit at UCSD, and so she applied and was accepted to UCSD, but wanted to spend the summer with us, or at least a couple weeks. And so she did, and then she enjoyed Southern California, and then went down to San Diego for a semester or two. But, you know, that's the great thing about this community is people hear about us and they want to be a part of it. And, you know, I have to say we're kind of lucky being in California because this is a great place to be. I love California. And so anytime there's an opportunity for someone to travel to a camp and they see that, oh, we can go to California, and that's a pretty easy choice to make. And we do have funds available for folks from all across the United States and occasionally internationally if they want to come and be a part of our camp for a week. You know, we are entirely, with the exception of just a one person in California, we're all volunteers. And mm-hmm. so, you know, we don't have a lot of expenses in terms of staff, and so we can instead, you know, turn that into either travel reimbursements or other kinds of rewards for bringing folks out here. And it goes with the campers, too. Of course, most of our campers are in California, but I just talked to a family of four from Utah, and one of their four is an exchange student, and so they're coming to California because there isn't a camp in Utah. And I remember one kid who was in my cabin last year was from Arizona, which is really cool. And so he came out and spent the week with us. It was great. Yeah.
Wow, that's a great experience. Yeah, that really was also impressive to me, was to hear about the international connections. Okay, and we're closing up on the show. So really quickly, can you tell me how can parents register their children for Camp Quest? Where do they go to learn more information?
Right. Well, if they're in California, they can go to campquestwest.org. That's campquestwest.org. And from there, they can navigate the website easily enough. They can learn how to register. And there are still some spots, as long as they're listening to this, I'd say in March or April. We'll probably be filled up by the end of April. We're also looking for folks to support us, either through a donation or, I think more importantly, as volunteers. We would love to have folks spend the week with us, adults, as counselors, and to help us with the kids during the whole week. We provide all the training. We do all the Red Cross certification and background checks and all of that kind of stuff. But if any of your listeners want to connect with these great kids and the adults that are there and spend a week talking about science and enjoying and respecting the outdoors, they should be a counselor just like I did back in 2010, and it is so much fun, and they can learn more about that on our website as well. And then, and if there's folks listening that happen to be outside of California, they can go to campquest.org, and from there they can find all the locations throughout the United States with all the dates and then sign up.
And there's also option for financial contributions if people can't
That's
make it out
right.
to volunteer.
Yeah, and if they're, again, if they're in California, they can go to Camp Quest West. They can click on support. And if they're anywhere else, they can go to Camp Quest, and they can support the national organization, which in turn supports all of the affiliates, or they can look up their local affiliate as well.
That's great. Thank you so much for calling in, David. You gave a lot of great information about Camp Quest. I'm really looking forward to this year's camp session.
Thank you so much. I'd love to talk to you a little bit later about, maybe later in the year, about how things went and give you some updates on some other things that we're working on. And thank you for stumbling upon us.
Oh, yeah, that would be great, follow-up.
Absolutely. Well, you have a great day, and thanks again for your interest in Camp Quest.
All right. Thanks, David. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
And that does it for Camp Quest on today's show. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm really excited about this camp. Again, when I first learned about it, and I thought, wow, I wish I had gone to a camp like that when I was a kid. I went to various camps, non-religious and religious. And so Camp Quest just stood out to me as a really unique opportunity for children. And as David pointed out, it's really an opportunity for everybody. If you would like to be a counselor, if you would like to somehow be involved with promoting the camp, there's many opportunities for everybody. It's not simply exclusive to children. And so if you would like more information, go to campquestwest.org, or you can simply search Camp Quest, and you can find information about the entire Camp Quest organization. Thank you so much for tuning in. You can go to laurenl of thehighdesert.com for more information. Take care.